Nobel Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi has faced international criticism for her government's handling of a crisis in the Muslim-majority Rakhine region, where soldiers have blocked access for aid workers and are accused of raping and killing civilians. Myanmar's leader has said ethnic cleansing was too strong a term to describe what was happening to the Rohingya Muslims in the region, but human rights groups disagree and claim the military persecution amounts to crimes against humanity. Lynn Evelyn has this report.
The situation right now is very serious. It has been for quite some time. Since October, we've been documenting human rights violations that would amount to atrocity crimes. So these are some of the most serious international crimes that can be perpetrated. On a mass scale, we're documenting mass killings, mass rape, mass gang rape, and entire villages have been burned to the ground. Infants and children have been thrown into fires. We're documenting mass arbitrary arrest and detention of Rohingya men and boys. And so right now, the situation is severe.
Matthew Smith, founder of human rights organisation Fortify Rights There, explaining the current state of affairs in Myanmar. He believes much more needs to be done by Aung San Suu Kyi and the Myanmar government to put an end to these human rights violations.
The government of Myanmar could do a lot more to address this situation. And unfortunately, since the violence in October, all of the government's efforts to take a closer look and investigate the situation in Rakhine State have been seriously problematic. It's clear to us at this stage that the government is either unwilling or unable, most likely both, to address the situation.
Nancy Hudson-Rodd, research associate of the Asia Institute at the University of Tasmania, believes the persecution of Rohingya Muslims has been an organised affair and is taking place without any consequences.
It's frightening because it's systematic. It's not random act of military war. It's systematic, widespread, and conducted, and nobody's ever been charged with this.
Revered human rights activist Aung San Suu Kyi, whose political party, the National League for Democracy, rose to power in November 2015 and has remained largely silent on the issue to the disappointment of many.
Aung San Suu Kyi was really the poster girl, around the world for somebody who represented freedom, democracy, human rights, and all those years under house arrest. And no, she hasn't held up to those.
Aung San Suu Kyi has been she's been a serious moral and political disappointment. She's done very little to address the situation. And since October, she's been essentially engineering a propaganda campaign of denial. Her offices have been directly denying human rights violations have been perpetrated. Her office is responsible for sending in the investigative commission that is essentially attempting to whitewash the realities on the ground. So her response has been concerning. To be aware of what's going on and to do nothing to stop it is in many ways the hallmark of complicity. And that is what we're seeing right now from Aung San Suu Kyi and other senior government officials. So there's a lot more that she could and should do to address this situation.
In fact, Aung San Suu Kyi has gone so far as to reject claims of military abuse and late last year accused the international community of focusing on the negative side of the situation.
Aung San Suu Kyi's her denials have been consistent. And it is very disturbing. But this idea that the problems are being perpetrated or the problems are being exacerbated by reporters, journalists, human rights organizations, human rights monitors, we've heard this for many years, and it is a common refrain that we typically hear from authoritarian regimes who claim that the people who are documenting human rights violations are somehow the problem.
Matthew Smith also says that more needs to be done by the international community to lobby Suu Kyi and the Myanmar government to rectify these wrongs.
What we've seen is certain members of the international community, whether they are Southeast Asian nations or Western democracies, we have seen a real hesitancy to pressure Aung San Suu Kyi in any serious way. It should also be noted that Australia's response to this situation has been appalling. The Australian government failed miserably to call for an international inquiry at the 34th session of the Human Rights Council in Geneva. And so we would expect more. We would expect more. People's homes are getting burned down. People are getting killed with impunity. Women and girls are being raped. The international community must respond in a more robust way.
He believes that the independent inquiry into the state of affairs of Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar, commissioned by the United Nations on the 24th of March this year, does not go far enough.
The government of Myanmar could do a lot. Aung San Suu Kyi and her government could lift restrictions on freedom of movement. They could help restore Rohingya access to full citizenship rights, which is a root cause of this problem, the fact that this is a stateless community. This is a community whose citizenship rights were revoked. Aung San Suu Kyi's government is stalling. The military is continuing to commit abuses, and so that needs to change.
Matthew Smith, Chief Executive Officer of Fortify Rights, ending that report by Lynn Evelyn.